Hi, welcome back to Spider's Web. I have an interview today. I'm very happy when I have interviews. And I'm sitting here with a friend of mine who I've known from Chicago, but he's actually a worldwide resident. He lives all over the place. He has residence in England and in the Chicago area and Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he's a fascinating and fabulously sexy guy. Please say hello to David Valkema.
Hey, how are you, Spider?
I'm good.
It's good to be here. I was rolling my eyes when you called me a worldwide man because I'm really just a little old-fashioned Chicago boy.
And you have been making a point of that in your recent adventures. David is involved in many business ventures, and one of his residences is in the Isle of Man in the UK. And I thought that he was sent to a colony for bad boys, but I found out that was not the case.
We have bad and good boys on the island, my dear. I'll let you guess which one I am.
Ooh, yes, but you live there half the year?
It's really my legal residence now. Yeah. The Isle of Man is a great place. It's in the North Irish Sea, halfway between England and Ireland. It is a crown dependency of the United Kingdom, yet it is not part of the United Kingdom. We are simply located in the British Isles.
I didn't even know that. Wow. Wow, very fascinating.
Located in the British Isles, it's really a very beautiful little sedate island. It's 30-some miles long, 50 wow. miles wide at its widest point. And I moved there 6 years ago. I guess it was 5 years ago. And I actually moved there to be closer to my office. I'm in the reinsurance business, really. I guess that's my main trade.
Uh-huh.
But my partner and I had decided together to move to be closer to the offices that he built over his lifetime.
Wow. Well, I'm coming to visit. I've got my bags packed.
In the Isle of Man.
Yes,
Buffy and good boys for
bring,
you.
Bring them on, baby. I can't wait. But anyway, David is a fascinating character because he's got so many interests. David is the president of a non-for-profit called, actually a trust. It's called the Paul's Foundation, right? And it's a big, big supporter of the arts. Just
correct.
Tell a little bit about that.
The Paul's Foundation was named after Paul Mavros, the founder, and my former partner who has passed away this last year. And it was founded in the mid-80s when Paul started first getting involved in the investment world in Chicago. And he simply founded it as an organization in which to put his charitable dollars into. The Paul's Foundation basically gives grants to organizations across the Midwest United States, which are mostly in the charitable fine arts organizations of genre. So what we do is we give money to the Civic Orchestra of Chicago to sponsor orchestra players.
Wow.
We do a lot of theatrical funding, the fine arts theater. We enjoy that very much, as well as our founder, Paul Mavros, did. So we keep on his vision to help organizations that really receive little or no government funding.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of big corporate support. And where our small gifts will make a marked difference in their programming.
And I've experienced that by seeing some of these wonderful theater companies that are part of the Paul's Foundation. And also the young people that don't have funding to go to school to finish their studies, whether it be as instrumentalists or singers. And it's been an amazing thing. It's very, very cool. But you know what? We're not even here to talk about that part, because David's title that I like to say is, he is the hot dog king. The hot dog king of the Isle of Man.
Some people call me the the Colonel Sanders of Wieners in the British Isles.
Oh my, I didn't know it got that heavy duty. But
I do all the same thing Colonel Sanders does, except wear a bolo tie.
Oh, I'm relieved. I'm so relieved. So, we're going to hear more from the Hot Dog King after we hear some music.
Well, my baby works in a hot dog stand, making them hot dogs as fast as she can. Upstairs the cat yells, don't be slow, and give me two hot dogs ready to go. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! I don't mean baby, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. But in the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats all are gathering around. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, and head down the road to a hip cat hop. Hot dog! She's my baby. Hot dog! Drives me crazy. Hot dog! Don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
The Hot Dog King is still here. He hasn't left. He keeps waiting for the second course.
I'm looking for relish and onions, my dear.
So tell about how you started your hot dog company in the Isle of Man.
Honey, it's as strange a story to me as it is to the rest of the world. Because as I told you, I am in the reinsurance business as well as the investment management business. And the last thing I thought I had to ever do was be a hot dog man. But I like hot dogs, and I've been doing business in Britain for long enough to know that they just didn't have hot dog places. And the hot dogs that you can get there, they're really cruddy. They're really horrible.
How do you really feel?
I mean, they're full of snouts and tails and jowls and ears and all kinds of nasty stuff. Ooh. And that's only 30% of the hot dog makeup. If you look on the side of a can of hot dogs in the British Isles, come in cans.
Oh, those little weenies in a can. Yes. Yeah.
They're terrible. And they're smaller around than your pinky. But that's what they call hot dogs. And no wonder the Brits don't like them. They're just full of gunk. The meat content is usually around 30-35%.
Wow.
And so, you know, I knew you couldn't get a good hot dog in the British Isles. And I knew that was probably why Brits don't really care for the American iconic food, the hot dog. But I grew up in Chicago, darn it. And my grandma was Dutch. One of my grandmas was Dutch. The other was Germanic. And they all made their own hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they make Frankfurters all the time. And I remember seeing them do that as a little kid. So one thing happened, I guess, I'm trying to figure out if it was the hot dog that came first or the cart. But I knew they came around the same time. I have a friend in New York that makes hot dog carts. Iconic old-fashioned New York hot dog carts with the umbrella.
Oh, I've seen many of them. I'm sure they were that friends.
So at about the same time, he called me up and said, Dave, I've got a hot dog cart in Liverpool, which is just the ferry boat away from the Isle of Man. And he said, would you like it? And I said, would I like it? I mean, how much do you want for it? What am I going to do with a hot dog cart? But that got me thinking more about the fact that I couldn't get good hot dogs, Spider. So I went back and I found my grandmother's recipes for Frankfurters and beef-style hot dogs.
That is so cool.
So I said to my friend in New York, yeah, I'll take it. So I sent a guy over on the ferry boat. He brought the hot dog cart back. And I started making hot dogs about the same time because I'm not going to serve those cruddy
little finger weenies.
Yeah, finger weenies. That's a good one. I'll remember that, yeah. I wasn't going to serve those on the cart. So I started making hot dogs. And, you know, as you can imagine, the learning curve is pretty steep. And the first ones came out.
I cannot imagine making something like that. That sounds massive.
Well, especially if you don't have the equipment for it.
Yeah.
So here I am making these hot dogs, and they coming out lumpy and all that. But they were good. They tasted good.
Yeah, here's your lumpy dog. Here you go.
People liked them. And I would give them away to people that worked for me on the island. And pretty soon people are going, oh, can we get more hot dogs? Where can we buy them? I said, buy them? You can have them. I'm not going to sell them. I do it for fun. And so, you know, as the laws of economics go, the supply was not able to keep up with the demand.
Uh-huh.
So I started looking around with people who could make the hot dogs off my grandmother's recipes. And I found a guy down in Kent who had a sausage company who needed some capital infusion, and it was like a marriage made in hot dog
hot
heaven.
Hot dog heaven!
So I bought into his company. The company is called Franconian, and there's a factory down in Kent, Tunbridge Wells, Kent, which is about an hour south of London. And my office is there in London. I live on the Isle of Man, which is in the very north part of the kingdom. And I ship meat from my farm on the island, usually about once a week.
You have a cattle ranch or a...
Well, it's a regular farm.
They do doggies rolling.
They have the doggies. Yeah. The cows and the beef that we need, the beef and the pork that we need for the hot dogs gets grown there. So it's a Manx product. The Isle of Man people are called Manx.
Manx.
Just like a Manx cat.
M-A-N-X. Oh, like Manx, like the sassy little Manx that I am. Yes.
Well, Manx, M-A-N-X is the term for a Isle of Man person.
Really?
So I ship the Manx meat down to the factory in Kent, usually once a week. They make it into hot dogs. They ship most of them back up to me. Right now at this point, though, Spider, we're trying to open and develop the British retail grocery store market.
How exciting! That is crazy!
The great thing is there's many, many different grocery chains in the British Isles. Sainsbury, M&S.
Oh, I've been to both of those. Yeah.
So that's just naming a couple who have expressed interest in what we make. See, what we make is a premium product. It's no less than 80% meat in each hot dog. So that's right away, that's far above what you're going to get in the jars and the tins.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, there are no GMOs in our products. There are no steroids, no gunk. We don't have to put that in
that
stuff.
That is so cool. So. Well, you started, after you got the supply rolling, you had them available on a cart or different carts?
So we were selling on this cart that we were talking about just now, and we had that in the public square in the town that I live close to, and it really hit. The British people, they like new things. So, I mean, the Brits and the Manx people on the island really, really kind of liked it. It was new.
Yeah.
You know? So that went so well that I called my friend up in New York. I said, can you send me some more of these hot dog carts? So let's segue forward 3 years to right now. Not only do I have 5 vans, delivery vans on the island, with the Dave's Delicious Dog logo on
Dave's
the side.
Dave's Delicious Dogs, that's what we want. Yeah.
That's it. Dave'sDeliciousDogs.im, and that's our website. But we have 5 delivery vans on the island now. We have, 16 or 18 hot dog carts that go out throughout the day in different locations. We also have 2 restaurants right now.
Oh, man. Exciting.
3 Airstream trailers with the Dave's Delicious logos on them, which are mobile kitchens and set up for the fairs throughout the year.
Wow, that is
we've really grown in an exponential rate that I didn't expect. Of course, I have put a lot of work into this. It just doesn't happen automatically. But it's something that I really enjoy doing. Now, I'm able to answer this question before you ask it.
You're reading my mind.
I'm still in the reinsurance business. I'm still in the investment management business. And that's my bread and butter. I'm doing
bread
this
and butter,
for fun.
But the mustard is on the hot dog. Yeah.
Ba-dum-bum.
There you go. So we're going to hear a little more music, and then we're going to sum things up with the hot dog king.
I want a hot dog for my roll. I want it hot. I don't want it cold. Give me a big one, that's what I said. I want it so it will fit my bread. I want a hot dog for my roll. I want it young, I don't want it old. I sure will be disgusted if that dog ain't full of mustard. Don't want an excuse, it must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
as I said, I'm here with the hot dog king of Dave's Delicious Dogs of the Isle of Man. And the king is sitting here with me, but we're going to wrap up our little weenie roast this afternoon. And I'm going to ask him to tell us about his connection with royalty.
It's funny you say royalty, because I never have met the real queen, but I'd love to. And there's a chance that I might.
No,
there's no chance that I might.
You never know. There's everything's possible.
I know that her grandfather was, or was it, no, her father was served hot dogs by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1939.
Yes, up at Hyde Park.
Yes, and so I've been entertaining to myself how on earth I can remind her of this through a letter and let her know that, hey, it's still possible. And now it's possible in the backyard at Buckingham Palace.
Do it. Yeah, everybody, write to the queen. Say she needs to have a weenie roast.
Well, but you funny say, we have been working with other royalty, by name, the Cunard Queens.
Oh, yes. Sailing the high seas.
I enjoy going back and forth between Britain and the United States, and I have to quite often for business, but I don't really enjoy flights. I don't like going from one queue to a line to this waiting room to another lounge, and I just don't like flying anymore. Mm-hmm. So what I've done for the last 5 years is I've taken the Queen Mary 2 on its regularly scheduled crossing.
How glamorous. Oh, I would love it.
It is really glamorous.
Tell me when I can get in your steamer trunk and go aboard. I would love that.
The Brits really know how to use decorum when traveling, and you see that on display on the Queen Mary 2.
So, you're on the Queen Mary, and you said, how come I don't see a hot dog on the menu?
Well, I went down to the King's Lobby, which is a restaurant kind of place, genre, with very different, you get Thai food down there, you get pizza, burgers. And
wow.
So, on my last crossing to the United Kingdom in December of this past year, I went down, and I went to the grill, and I saw they had hot dogs. So I said to the grill chef there, oh, wow, you got hot dogs. Who makes them? You know, because I'm interested in that kind
of
stuff, being in the business now.
I'm not going to run a random hot dog past you.
Exactly.
Have you not comment on it?
So he went to the refrigerator. He got the package for me, and he showed it to me. It's a German company. And I must add, it's a fine German company. They make great Frankfurters.
Uh-huh.
But it's a German company. Here we are on an American owned company, the Carnival Line, with British registered ships, and we're serving German hot dogs? Come on!
Oh, American!
So I gave this fellow, this wonderful young lad, the line cook there, the chef behind the grill, I gave him my 30-second elevator spiel about the hot dogs that I sell and make in the British Isles. And he was quite interested. He said, you know, you really ought to tell the head chef on board about this. And it just so happened to be, Spider, the head chef was on the other side behind the grill, and this guy didn't see him there. And he came out, he says, I actually heard your whole talk there, and
ooh,
I would be very interested in taking a sample if you have any with you. Well,
you pulled one out of your pocket?
No, that wasn't a
Wait,
hot dog.
What is that in your pocket?
I was quite happy to see him, let's say.
So where did you emerge the hot dog from?
So I called ahead. I see I'm in the middle of the North Atlantic, going back to Southampton, the United Kingdom. And I called ahead to our office in the Isle of Man, and I said, can you send hot dogs to Southampton? And my office manager reminded me that my actual factory is only about 30 minutes north of Southampton.
Oh,
like, oh yeah, that's right.
Oh yeah.
So I called the factory manager, my business partner, and he sent to the Cunard offices in Southampton. He sent a package of several of our different style of hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we make the national show winner of the Great Taste Awards, which is a British Guild of Fine Foods award.
Man.
We make the winner of the hot dog category, the Frankfurters. We make the winner of the beef sausage category, the Chicago beef hot dogs, and we make the winner of the foreign sausage division, the Polish Kielbasa hot dogs.
You are the king. You are the king.
So we had those sent ahead to the Kennard offices. They had a kind of a taste test thing going on when I got there, and they asked me if I'd even join them for these meetings. So I did, and again, I really sold these hot dogs to them. I did my best at selling them, and I got a letter in the mail a few weeks later, and they said, we want you to be the sole provider of hot dogs aboard the Cunard Queens.
Oh, royalty on the high seas.
So by royal appointment.
By royal appointment, you are the hot dog king. Well, it has been a delight to have this conversation. And you know, as we're currently doing now with the podcast, I have accompanying recipes.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to have one of Dave's delicious dog recipes on my website, and check that out at spiderjazz.com. And once again, I bid adieu to David Valkema for being such a fabulous guest, the hot dog king.
Thank you, Spider.
Happy trails, baby.
That away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do?